All right, Reverend Al, we're back. And your question once again to Mrs. Clinton is?
Will she appoint an attorney general committed to continuing to fight Attorney General Holder and Attorney General Lynch has done to try and overturn those impediments that have prohibited people from voting easily with new voting laws statewide? And will that also be part of a consideration in nominating a Supreme Court justice if another vacancy becomes available under a presidency in terms of their stand on voting rights?
Well, the answer to that, Reverend Al, is a big resounding yes to both. You know, I'm very proud that Eric Holder has endorsed me. He campaigned for me, even cut an ad for me in South Carolina, because I have the highest regard for him. I think the work that he and now Attorney General Loretta Lynch have done to take on these absolutely indefensible efforts to limit the vote has to be continued. I will do whatever it takes, both with whom I would like to be Attorney General, because I think both Attorney Generals Holder and Lynch are pretty good models of what we need, but also working with outside groups to, you know, support efforts to bring litigation, to make sure people are registered. I met a 102-year-old woman in Sumter, South Carolina, who told me she had gone to register to vote, and they asked her for her birth certificate. And she just looked at me and smiled, and she said, "I haven't seen my birth certificate in 50 years. I mean, I don't know what part of democracy these people are afraid of, but we're going to go right at that. And the same with Supreme Court justices. I strongly support President Obama's constitutional right to nominate a Supreme Court justice to replace Justice Scalia. I find it absolutely appalling that the Senate has said they refuse even to consider it. So, yes, I'm going to appoint Supreme Court justices if I have the chance, who care more about a person's right to vote than a billionaire's right to buy an election. You know, this is going to be a really high priority for me."
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Don Lemon from Los Angeles.
Good morning, Secretary Clinton.
Don.
Let's not forget, it's Super Tuesday. How are you feeling? Are you strong?
I'm feeling good, but it really depends upon who comes out to vote. We're at a critical point in this election, and, you know, I hope all of your listeners and all of the Super Tuesday states will come out and vote. We got to protect President Obama's progress. There's so much at stake. That's why Democrats need to be out there in strength, because I'll tell you, even I find what the Republicans are saying absolutely frightening.
Well, I want to ask you this.
Democratic president, right?
Yeah, you seem to have stopped talking about Sanders out on the campaign trail. Are you so confident that you're going to win that you are now focused on the general election?
No, you know, I still do draw contrast. I did four rallies yesterday, two in Massachusetts, two in Virginia. I draw contrast on you know, things like college affordability, my plans to support historically black colleges and universities, some of the differences that we have on health care. I'm going to defend the progress that we've made under President Obama on the Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to let the Republicans rip it away, and I don't think it would be wise to start a whole new debate, as my opponent has suggested. But here's the deal. Every day that goes by, hearing what the Republicans say as they engage in this insult fest that has become their campaign, especially what you hear from Donald Trump, just says to me the stakes could not be higher. If I'm so fortunate enough to be the Democratic nominee, the sooner the better, because the sooner we can turn our attention to going after what the Republicans stand for, what they're saying, their bigotry, I think we've got to get into it, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we don't let that happen to our country.
Jackie Reed.
Thank you, Secretary.
Yes. Good morning, Secretary Clinton.
Good morning,
so let's talk
Jackie.
About
Good
race.
To hear you.
Good to hear you, too. Now, from the violent, aggressive, and too often deadly action of police towards African-Americans to the negligence that led to the Flint water crisis, the incarceration pandemic, the lack of diversity and inclusiveness that led to Oscars so white, what's going on over at MSNBC, this nation has a race problem. And despite clear efforts, President Obama is often criticized for not doing enough for African Americans, especially as an African American. But many say his hands were tied by politics. You acknowledge that there's a huge race problem in this country. You say you want to right many of the wrongs, but how will you get around the politics to fix it?
Well, Jackie, I believe that the country has to confront the systemic racism that still is such a part of daily life for African Americans. I spoke to that in a speech I gave in Harlem about 2 weeks ago now, and laid out a lot of what I think has to be done. And it cuts across so many issues. You know, there's healthcare disparities. You know, we've got to tackle those. African Americans are more likely to be diabetic, more likely to die from breast cancer and die from HIV/AIDS, and more likely to, you know, have problems with asthma than white kids. And so there's a lot that I can do as president to direct resources, to direct help to deal with the healthcare disparities. You know, blacks are nearly three times as likely to be denied a mortgage than whites. And, you know, there's things I can do to direct attention and action on that. And, you know, we have to do more to direct resources into communities that have been left out and left behind. I want to build on some of the successful programs that my husband pioneered, the New Market Tax Credit. I was in Sumter, South Carolina. They got a new factory because of the New Market Tax Credit that now employs 1,000 people. We've got to get incomes rising, and that means raising the minimum wage. It means making sure women get equal pay for the work we do.
Well, Secretary, respectfully, people applaud and are excited about what you want to do, but will you be able to do it given the politics in place in Washington?
Absolutely. Everything I just said about health care, for example, about using the tools we already have to go out and focus on communities that need extra investment, I can do that as president. I can also use some of the laws we currently have on education to better focus resources on school districts that are predominantly serving low-income kids, you know, kids of color who are not getting the education they need. We can do more on that. There's a lot we can do within the confines of the presidential power, executive actions, which I think President Obama has used very well. And I intend to use every tool at my disposal. You know, the way I look at this, Jackie, you know, rich people, affluent people, successful people, you know, they don't need a president as much as everybody else does. And I want to be a president for the struggling and the striving, not just the successful. So I'm going to have, as soon as I can get the Democratic nomination, if that is possible, as soon as I get it, I'm having, you know, people working to figure out how to tear these barriers down. I had an excellent meeting. Reverend Sharpton was there at, you know, that Mark Morial hosted. We are going to look at the ideas that others have put forth, many of which don't necessarily require legislation. Some do, of course. And we're going to have a concerted strategy to break down those barriers that hold people back.
Okay, last question is from Sybil Wilkes.
Madam Secretary, what is the biggest difference going to be between the Hillary Clinton administration and the Bill Clinton administration?
You know, I think that we've learned a lot from the 90s about what works and lessons from what doesn't work. I'm not running for my husband's third term. I'm not running for President Obama's third term. But I deeply respect what both of those leaders did for our country. So, you know, I'm going to try to do what I can to get jobs growing and incomes rising, as occurred in the 90s. I'm going to defend the Affordable Care Act and make sure it works for everybody. And we go as far as we can to provide quality, affordable health care, that we also, you know, break down the barriers that stand in the way of a good education that, you know, President Obama has focused on. And so, you know, we're going to build on what works. And as I said earlier in the program, you know, I want to knock down all the barriers that stand in the way of both America achieving its potential and individuals achieving their potential. So I'm anxious to get to work and roll up my sleeves and work in partnership with people who share my view that we've got to tackle these tough problems and we've got to create more ladders of opportunity for people.
It's Super Tuesday. Good luck, Madam Secretary.
Great to talk to you, Tom, and everybody. Thank you all so much. Come out and vote, everyone.
Let's go. It's voting time.